Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic, and tonight we're about to get down on another hot topic tonight. And tonight we're talking about, are you thinking locally, regionally, or globally when making music? But before we get too deep into the topic, let's do, as we always do, right here on Hip Hop National, let's bow our heads before the throne. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to allow us to express ourselves collectively as a community. We ask that you cover every head and mind and ear that is tuned in and locked in and loaded to Hip Hop National. So let's pray today for a better tomorrow, for time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For the day we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion. For it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Thank you guys for coming to Hip Hop National. Tonight we are talking about, are you thinking locally, regionally, or globally when making music? I've talked with Raw Dog on this topic this week, and you know, he was saying that the artists need to open up their minds and their concepts of how they sell their music and how the marketing reach in which they're able to do, and stop doing some of the things that they're doing in the music that binds them to a local or regional level, and they need to be thinking globally as they're making it. Well, tonight, that's what we'll be covering, and we're going to open up some lines, and we're going to go ahead and start with, Delise. Delise, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing just fine. Delise, what's your opening statement for tonight's topic? Tell us where you're calling in from. And a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm calling in from Dallas, Texas. I'm a publicist, and I also, I'm a publicist for some sports figures, some musicians, and radio personalities. And my background is in radio marketing and promotion.
Okay, awesome. And what's your thoughts on tonight's topic?
You know, my
are
thoughts,
you thinking locally, regionally, or globally when making music?
You know, I definitely hope the artists are on the mind frame of globally, because there is absolutely so much money to be made if they know the right people, they have the right team, definitely if they have the right budget or investor in their project. It's just, you know, from merchandising to publishing, you know, some artists don't even know, like, everybody's so busy trying to be the artist, you know, if they take 10 seconds of their song or, you know, whatever, they could get paid big money just if that TV commercial plays your song, or, you know, if their song is featured on a TV program. I have an artist that, you know, he has 15 seconds on Miami CSI and got like 10 grand. So there's money out there. They just have to know how to make it.
Awesome. Thank you. We're going to come back to you. Really appreciate that. We're going to go to the next lady here. We got Camille. Camille, welcome to Hip Hop National. Tell
Hello.
Us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do, and what's your thoughts on tonight's topic?
Well, my thoughts, first of all, on the topic is I agree that you should take the music globally, or your career, too, as an artist. I manage my son's group, which is called DLE, and we are based out of Detroit, Michigan. We are under basically the Mo Thugs label with Lazy Bone and Harmony House, and that's what we do.
Okay. And Excellent. So where are you calling out of? What city was that you say?
Detroit.
Detroit. Okay. All right. So thank you for your brief opening statement. I really appreciate that. And then we're going to go to Asuru. Asuru, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Thank you much. Thank you much. I love the show's topic. I think it's very important. I'm a producer, engineer, and that's what I consider being an artist. I've worked with a lot of different acts pretty much across the country. And I think I just heard someone speaking on certain aspects of the music in regards to people not actually applying full potential. And a lot of people don't understand that the music business is 95% business, 5% talent. And that's my opening statement.
All right. Awesome, man. Thanks a lot. We got your boy Pootsie Lee on deck with us tonight. Pootsie Lee, welcome to Hip Hop National.
What's going on? What's going on?
Pootsie Lee, where you calling in from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas, man. You know, Clover G is in the building, SPC in the building. I'm a writer. I'm a former ghostwriter / rap artist. I do a lot in the industry. Far as the topic, I probably would say, I think everybody should write music, you know, try to reach the global market, but there's a different type of artists nowadays. I think it all depends upon what the artist, the type of artist you're dealing with. You have some that's in it for the music, you have some that's in it for the money. And they don't know how to merge the two.
Okay. Always got something good to say there, Pootsie Lee. So we're going. I appreciate you, brother. We got Raw Dog on deck. Raw Dog is the one who came up with this topic, guys. So he got to have something today to say. Raw Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Washington State up here at Federal Way outside of Seattle, Washington. And the reason I brought this topic up is because, you know, a lot of the I am the music director at Hip Hop National Radio. And we're starting to get submissions from overseas, from the UK and Uganda and Netherlands and what have you, and South America. And what's happening here is that I heard someone say 95% business, 5% talent. Well, that's true. Because if a young artist today were to look in the global market and how to direct their music, they would find out that hip-hop has more than one genre. In the UK, they have hip-hop blues. They have hip-hop rap. They have hip-hop dance. So that these marketing zones for their music, see, those that are in the United States, they market themselves as hip-hop artists. But you've got to break the wrapper to find out exactly what's inside to know how to place that artist. You know, we get submissions, and, you know, people want it played on the radio, and you go, okay, is this a dance? Is this a spoken word? Is this a motivational? You know, what is it trying to bring to the public? And so we have different categories that we have to look at and how they fit in. And so, you know, in the global, when we talk about artists and we're doing developments and promoting artists in different market zones, we're finding that, you know, they aren't even aware of how to describe or categorize where they want to go in the global zone. You know, they're just hip-hop artists, you know, and so they get lost because they don't know the business globally of how, you know, they get in and fit in. Whereas the artists overseas, they can give you the definition of where they belong, where, you know, what, how they want to be seen, and where this, the position of this song should be looked at. You know, we just get people writing lyrics and making a production and letting us try to figure out Well, what is this about? Are people that dance to it? Are they going to romance to it? Or is it just, you know, an ego thing and just crap? You know, the funny part about it is the global market is wide open. I mean, you know, overseas, they embrace productions from the United States. But we can't get them there because they aren't doing the business aspect of it. So, you know, I'll just leave it right there and let more people start to develop this so that the young artists understand what that means. I think we might not have Poetic listening. We might, are you there, Poetic?
Actually, Poetic was filtering the line. So I was listening. Let's put that in perspective. The Leaf.
Thanks, sir.
I just wanted to come back to you, The Leaf. We was talking earlier. And reality, you've made a big impact in this industry. You've seen an array of talent come through this industry of music. And some of those players that you've seen that they have that global acceptance. Can you tell me the difference, what you think the difference is between the unsigned community a mentality in coming into this business versus the ones that you've seen be successful? Yes.
Okay. Well, basically.
And first, give us a little background of some of the people you've worked with. Please.
Okay. Well, I worked with a group called Recognition. We got them a deal through Capitol Records, and they're two R&B singers out of Jackson, Mississippi. Real phenomenal guys, and we were able to get them like the number one added record in the country at one point in time when we worked their record. And like I said, their success in radio and what they were doing locally, and then what we were able to do for them nationally, and who they were signed with, they were able to get a deal through Capitol. So, you know, that was one of the most notable R&B groups that I've worked with. But, you know, primarily I work with a lot of guys out of Dallas, Texas, and there's a lot of problems where independent artists, their mind frames are at. They don't think globally. A lot of these guys, they feel like if they're hot in their city, if they're a superstar in Dallas, they that's fine with them. And, you know, it's thinking locally. And, you know, someone like Tech N9ne, my boss who I work for, that's one of our clients. And, you know, he's just now dabbling into getting on the Billboard charts and getting on the media-based charts. But he's one of the artists that has been so successful with not being on the charts and actually developing a fan base. It's incredible. And, you know, my boss has explained it to me that he did it by focusing on the small town and doing shows. And it was just kind of like a word of mouth thing. His you know, going out there and touching the smaller towns, because everybody focuses on L.A., New York, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta. But getting out there and actually performing in some of the smaller towns actually helped Tech N9ne and his whole empire, the Strange Music Empire, be what they are. And, you know, and that's just getting out there and doing tours the old-fashioned way, just, you know, getting out there and, you know, doing shows. And they sell merchandise, so that's another way that people make, you know, another, like, artists like, you know, Tech N9ne, they make a ton of money off of merchandising. So, like I said, if people can get out of, he had to get out of his city to actually, you know, go touch some of the smaller towns to actually grow into the artist that he is today. So, you know, like I said, the problems that I'm having here is that these guys feel like, okay, I wrap the vehicle and the DJs, they play my record here in Dallas. So, you know, it's like, okay, you've done that. Now what? you know, get outside of your city, get outside of your market and network, and do some things outside of your market.
And what's that key point to them doing that?
I mean, you know, you just have to do research. You know, somebody like me, somebody
it,
like you,
they have to do research, or they need it's kind of a who's who kind of business. You know, somebody who knows somebody who actually can move the product. Correct.
You have to know. I mean, you really, you know, you have to develop a team. You know, I think with anything, with artists, they don't understand, okay, I have this song, I have this mixtape, you know, what do I do now? It's a product. Once you develop, you have a single, it's a product. And like any business, if I want to go open up a Starbucks, it's going to cost to open up the store, you know, to turn the lights on, to hire staff, to buy the products and the merch, you know, the things that are going to help me run this business. So it's a business. And there are things that you need to do with that single. Now that you have the single, you know, what are you going to do next? They're all in a rat race doing the same thing, you know, putting out a mixtape. And you know, and that's one of the things I hate. I don't really, you know, if you want to do it as a promotional tool, that's fine. But it's one of the things that I think messed up the rap game, where it devalued our music.
We're gonna come back to that, Delisa, if you got time, okay? Because
okay.
I definitely want to go around the panel and get their thoughts on what you've said already. Pusey Lee, you know, I know you've been out there, you've been grinding, and your boy Big Briggs just called in. And I want to let him know that he could. I'm going to come to him. I just got to go around the board. He did hang up. Hopefully he called back in. But anyway, you've had your experience out there based on what she was saying just now. What's your thoughts, sir?
I agree, but I want to take the opposite truth to what she's saying. Far as the music and people who do music and they're only satisfied with being in their own region, and a lot of that comes from just, you know, like I take some artists like Kiki, some like Zero. These are artists who pretty much came up in the game. They've been doing it for so long, and when they finally did get a break, the hood paid them off. You know, for instance, what I mean, I talked to Kiki one day, Kiki, and when I asked him about his career and, you know, where he at, he was content. I won't give a dollar amount, but he said, well, man, I do guaranteed for the last 10 years, 25 shows a year, and I get paid this every year. You know, sometimes I go up, sometimes I might take a little, but it still average out to X amount of dollars. And, you know, even with a little slip. Same thing with him. He does like 40 to 50 shows a year, you know, and it's like he does on a consistent basis. And it, even though it's the same states, it's kind of like it's like Cash Money. It's like, you know, I ain't got to worry about no label saying I'm gonna cut you a check for this. I can survive. It's a decent money. It's more than what people go to work and make. And I think they become content with that idea. Then they become role models for those who actually are trying to even just get some type of recognition. You know, they see, you know, like Point Blank, for instance, one of my biggest OG, one of my biggest role models. He's like my big brother. You know, this guy hits the streets every weekend. He makes a consistent quota every weekend. And when people see that, they say, man, all I got to do is get recognition to that level and I can do the same thing. And I think when labels come at these type of artists, they got to deal with that arrogance, because the artists say, man, I do this on the street, and I make this, so I want you to match what I make after hustling. And then as far as the music creativity, I kind of blame the labels for making it so easy for these guys to go to the studio and rap on a track and put some money behind it and, you know, hoping it blow. Because when you had your Tupac's and your Snoop Dogg's and your Eazy-E's, when you had all your conscious music, that's what every fan tried to mimic. When they took the conscious music off the stations and went to the dumbed down music, I'm gonna say brought about the era of Nelly. Them, even though Nelly was a good artist, people started mimicking that. But when you made it too easy, now you got 5-year-olds on TV doing the same thing. And now you got the label saying, well, we can't really market this stuff globally. And if we do, it will cost us a whole lot of money. Because, you know, you go to other countries, they actually still have what you call conscious music, good music, and they can't put it out there, so you get a bunch of overnight artists. But I blame the labels because they're the ones who gave birth to that. You know, now, if they stop today and go all the way back to the conscious music, then a lot of these artists are going to either have to change their way, fall off the game, and you'll get a whole new development of conscious-type music, and music that has meaning and purpose behind it, like back in the old days.
All right. Y'all here? Okay, Raw Dog, I can hear that motor running, boy. He's ready to jump in. Then we're going to bring it on.
Yeah, because you know what? I kind of stay there.
I'm going to open up the lines, guys. This is a discussion, and you guys can feel free. I just don't want y'all stepping over people's toes. But it's a discussion, so everybody's lines open so we can talk, okay?
Okay.
Go for it.
But you know what I'm hearing here? I'm not hearing they have a business, they have a tax number, they're setting up a retirement plan. I'm just hearing cash flow.
Yeah, it's a cash flow business. It's something that they right there they need to be mentored into doing. But it is a cash flow business.
See, but the catch is that after a certain age, that revenue is going to stop. You know, it's not easy gigging 50 times out of the year. It's not easy. And I see age catching up with them. And, you know, the relevance of what comes after, are they investing in themselves to the point where, you know, they will be the next producers and what have you? See, you know, I understand the game, but then I also understand getting old. And, you know, certain things you have to set up as fallbacks, you know. I mean, you know, learn from the women. They always have some back money. In case things go wrong, they got some place they put a little money back. So when the time comes, they can handle it. But, I'm you know, when you start talking about the gigging and what have you, that takes a toll physically on each one. And they're not thinking of the medical expenses, the retirement fund, or credit.
Well, that's a whole different topic now, Raw Dog. We talking about longevity.
When you start talking about going globally, you're talking about being in business.
Right.
It's a business. And so when you start saying about a business, because that's what an entertainer is, he's in business doing business.
I mean, you look at somebody like Robin Thicke. That song, Blurred Lines, is the number one song in the entire world. You get what I'm saying? That is a huge record that catapulted him into, you know, I mean, success. Now, he's had moderate success. You know, he's had national success with some of his previous records. But now, the one record has made him a global superstar. And even somebody like Psy, we wouldn't think that Gangnam Style was a hip-hop record, but he was on the hip-hop charts. That was a hip-hop record according to Billboard and things. And Psy, a guy from, you know, wherever he's from, Tokyo or whatever, he can't even barely speak English, but it worked. It worked for him, and he's now a global superstar. So, you know, artists need to, they need to put out, I think they need to work on quality music. I hear it like in Texas because that's where I'm based out of. And even somebody like Mouse on the Track, we manage Mouse on the Track as a producer. He's
I
got
to ask you, Delisa, what is quality music? What do you mean quality music?
I mean,
you're talking
quality
about quality,
music is quality
of,
music
of the
is,
track or the quality of the lyrics?
The quality of just, and it's not to say that Blurred Lines just have quality, because it's not, it's definitely, you know, I was in church last week and the pastor started to talk about those blurred lines. So, you know, it's not really, it's not that it's the most positive message or the, you know, a clean message, you know, but it's songs that make you feel good it's a song that basically is appealed to the masses. One thing I know about being in radio that, you know, men don't understand, like I get a lot of phone calls from artists, you know, I've seen the video. I mean, the guy is cooking, you know, drugs, and he got all this stuff in his video, and I'm like, as a female, you miss me. I can't identify with that at all. Radio looks for records that have a female appeal, because female are the primary listener that actually listens to radio. So you have to have a female appeal. It has to be catchy. It has to make you feel good in some kind of way. It has to spark emotion, just like those iPhones. It's the you know, Steve Jobs, when he was alive, he would build somewhat of a mystique and a sizzle around, you know, the release of the iPhone. You know, we don't really, you know, there are certain artists that have that, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. Those are quality artists that put out quality music when you can, you know, spark people's emotions, you know, make right. people feel some kind of way.
I think also, if you don't mind, yeah. is that a is lot
that,
of people.
Who is that, Asaru?
Yeah, this is Brother Asaru.
Okay, good.
As a producer and working in a lot of different studios across the country, one thing I discovered is that a lot of people, they go and get them a PC, they go get them a program and a little microphone, and they think that that's going to come out sounding right. There's a lot of things that they miss in regards to the quality of the mix, getting
that's
it properly
right.
mastered, proper presentation of the product. And realizing the business aspect, and I want to touch on something that everyone was talking about earlier. One, the overseas in regards to the global aspect. I spoke with DJ Marley Marl. I'm pretty sure y'all know who that is. Brother Africa Bambaataa, and they are still doing things across the planet. A lot of stuff right. that might be old to us over here is new to a lot of people over there. Not to mention, as someone was speaking about earlier, the content. They were actually speaking about certain things. So people over there are actually relating, whereas over here in America, a lot of the music has been saturated because of marketing. And so it's a little difficult for a lot of the artists over here to find that medium because, hey, they want to make some money. But they don't understand that there's a business and there's actually methods. Now, we're in the information age. I'm pretty sure everyone has Google nowadays. You also have YouTube. It's a lot of people who can actually take advantage of that as a promotional aspect. But still, before you even get to that platform, you need to have quality music, quality recording. And a lot of people fail. And as a producer, this is something that I've seen, and I think I speak for a lot of producers because we've had these conversations. A lot of artists don't understand that finding the right music is also a business move. Because you got to have something that's going to align with what you're doing, your style, like that. It costs to get the equipment to do these things because this is a business, all right? And they don't understand business to the point where they go deal with a producer, whether they're local or not, that they need to compensate them. You have to pay for studio time. You are making an investment into your business. And if you don't do that, then technically you don't believe in yourself.
You know what, and I just want to add to that because we manage a producer. Mouse on the Track, he's done a lot of songs for Boosie, Webby. I mean, you know, he has a gold record underneath his belt. He's worked with Paul Wall, you know, Bun B. The brothers had a lot of hits, okay? He has a great discography, not let alone he's an artist and he has, you know, he had three, you know, he was in the group 3 Deep and that, you know, he's had his own success. But we recently had him here in Dallas. He was here in Dallas on, you know, a promo situation that I hooked up with the radio station, and he was a guest judge for this, you know, open mic event to perform at the Hip Hop for HIV concert here in Dallas. So he was one of the guest judges. And I reached out to about every artist that I could that was here in this city that jams to his music, that loves the Boosie and Webby songs that he's produced, and he is only charging $1,000 for a track. And I couldn't get one of these raggedy
right.
artists to pay
right.
this man $1,000
right.
for a track. And
but they go buy some
sneakers. Producer. Because, see, they want to go get their cousin in them, and they
right.
want to go do it in their closet, and,
uh-huh.
and you know, in some, you know, some studio, and it's just, it's all wrong. I'm extremely frustrated in the market that I'm in, because
right, they go buy out the bars and all of that, and they don't really comprehend the business aspect. And I think that needs to be brought to people's attention, and personally as a producer, because it's an investment, just as producers make their investment, and we are trying to reach the global market. I did start out as an artist. Right now we have a website called piebeats.com.
Can I get you? This is not an advertisement platform.
Oh, no, I'm just explaining what I do so that way people know my credentials.
Yeah, I understand. It is an advertisement platform, my man, but you can't go just doing shameless plugs on here. And I got to straight up put it out front because I got a program set up for that, just for that reason. We talk about the business here tonight.
Right.
Okay.
This is in context.
Camille. Hadn't heard from you for a minute. What's up, baby? Talk to me.
Sitting back listening to everybody, and a lot of the stuff that everybody is saying is true, but sometimes, like, when you try to get yourself out there and you do have limited resources, it's kind of hard for artists because, like, my son has been having his group for about 5 years now, and we've invested a lot in, like, the promotions, and we did the copyright, and we got the ASCAP. We did everything. We set up a label. You know, we got the tax ID number, everything, but sometimes it's still hard because you can get out here and try to go to every open mic. You can even, like, pay to get on shows, but sometimes I feel like you just have to be in the right place at the right time for somebody to notice you.
And, I got to agree with you. You have to be in the right place at the right time for anyone to notice you. But reality, if you are not marketing, and Delise can testify this, and when we come back, we're definitely going to talk about this. But if you're not marketing, you're not putting yourself in the right place at the right time. Be honest with you, you have to pay your dues in this business, and you got to pay. You know, you got to hit the pavement and get that information out there. That's the only way anyone's going to recognize you and know of you. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. We're talking about, are you thinking locally, regionally, or globally when making music? We'll be back in just a moment, y'all. Just keep it right where you got it.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's the producer extraordinaire, Mega the Man, giving a shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, where you find out all the works of how hip hop moves. Get with the movement and tune in to Hip Hop National.
What up? This is Conscious Level, telling you to stand up and reminding you the revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast on the number one station, HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Yo, you know it's your boy Ojel representing for the sickest, the maddest, the baddest radio station on the planet, you know, and that's Hip Hop National Radio. So just keep in tune and don't touch your dial. You get me? I say sick, mad.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we are back. We're talking about, are you thinking locally, regionally, or globally when making music? But before we get back into it, let me tell you how you get involved with Hip Hop National. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Again, that's www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your MP3 at where it says maximize your exposure. I will fix that tonight, guys. It's going to say upload your MP3 to make it plain out in English. But upload your music. Support. We support it right here. We got your platform so you can go on a global scale. But, yes, we're looking for radio-ready, clean airplay material so that we can put it out to some of the people in our network. www.hiphopnational.com. Now, before we went to the break, I wanted to kind of go where Camille left off, and I wanted to open up Delise's mic to come tell her why marketing is the key to getting it out there, making sure your press kits and all of that stuff is in place, and being able to do press releases and all that stuff, all that good stuff. Well, why it all comes into play.
Well, you know what? It really does, and I empathize with you. I think that her name was Camille. I empathize because I know it takes so much money. It really does. I mean, because, you know, someone like me, I cannot work, you know, for free. I have a lot of connections. I got a lot of relationships. I do, you know, whatever it is, like say, for instance, you come to me on, you know, I can assess your project. You say, look, this is where I am. This is what I've done. You know, I can kind of assess that. But, you know, marketing is definitely so important. But I've seen a lot of people spend a lot of money at the conferences, doing a lot of sponsorships. You know, I've even seen people come to, you know, us and spend, you know, maybe 10,000. These are the numbers just to do a radio campaign, to service the record to our radio partners and to try to get radio spins, to get on the Billboard charts and, you know, and to get on the media-based charts. And it's still not really take them to where they're trying to go in their career. It is a machine. It really takes a machine. It takes the right connections, and it just takes the right resources. I mean, you can market. Definitely social media is important. But I believe that social media is getting a little watered down nowadays, and people are back to the grassroots of how we, you know, T-shirts, so as far as getting their branding out there, you know, promotional products and T-shirts and just kind of hand-to-hand, you know. And it really, I mean, I totally am a fan of guerrilla ambush marketing. You know, like what Dr. Dre did.
You said something really big to me tonight. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, with Dr. Dre, I did a little study on what Dr. Dre did at the Olympics with the Beats by Dre headphones, and he, you know,
right.
They without the Olympics committee's attention or permission, they somehow got all the athletes from their respective colors, the different colors of the Beats by Dre headphones, and when they came out, bam, all of these artists are wearing these Beats by Dre headphones. It was like an ambush attack of the Olympics globally. And that's why he got the number one, you know, one of the reasons why he has the number one headphone company in the world, because, you know, it does take ambush marketing. I'm talking about picking sides. I mean, I'm the Interscope Street Team rep for Dallas. You know, it takes.
You said picking
sides? Picking
sides?
Picking sides. I'm talking about when Kendrick Lamar came out, one of the big things on the conference call was Kendrick. They basically took over the Staples Center when his album was getting ready to drop. The Lakers had a game the same day his album dropped, and he showed up with a bus out there, and a bunch of people jumped off the bus with Kendrick Lamar, and he put it out there on Twitter, I'm going to be out there. Fans just showed up. It was just, they said it was the police were pissed. It was just a problem. Kendrick Lamar caused a problem in Los Angeles, y'all. And it kind of takes that type of aggressiveness to get noticed.
How about
nowadays.
Flyers? How about flyers?
I mean, if you have your flyers right, if the flyers have your, right now, those QR codes are important to be on everything because people have the barcode scanners on their phone. You can direct you don't even have to press up CDs anymore. You can have a barcode, a QR code, which is a quick response code, on your flyer that will take people directly to iTunes or Amazon or your website, wherever you're trying to drive them, or YouTube views. Let me tell you, this music business is about numbers. Views, downloads, sales, you know, requests. When you call the radio station, how many requests your song is getting, you know, how many sales your CD is selling. It's just all about numbers. So, I mean, I encourage people to, instead of doing flyers nowadays, maybe do some creative type of card or something that's creative that catches people's attention, that you can just hand it to them. It's a little effective little product, I mean, little something you can give people that costs you just a couple cents that can drive them to where you're trying to, hey, put their, download the QR, I mean, download the barcode, the barcode scanner app. Download my, you know, go buy my single. Go download my mixtape for free. If you're giving away, it's for free. You know what I'm saying? But you can drive people to places and do effective street, you know, type of hand-to-hand marketing right now, because social media, you can tweet me all day long to go look at your video and to go do that. It's very rare do I actually click on or follow through with doing that. You know what I mean? So,
well, what I find wrong, people hit me all day with throwing links up at me and stuff like this, and they throw a blanket link without any explanation. I don't know if that's a virus. I'm afraid to click on it.
That's true.
Because literally, I've shut down one of my computers because of doing that.
Right.
That's why he sends me over there. I done figured you out now. You done told on yourself.
You're saying
to me, Rob,
I heard
that.
Oh, man, you wasn't supposed to hear that. You wasn't supposed to hear that.
Yeah, I know. There'll be a bus for you coming along.
Yeah, I think the brother made a good point earlier about when he was giving comparison to the European groups, or like over in the UK rather, and in other parts of the world where there's more, people know who they are, they can give a good description of them. Because, see, that's, if they haven't gotten to that particular point, then they're not really going to comprehend marketing. Because marketing is definitely a key portion to the business. And I agree with what the young lady was just speaking on. Excellent wisdom, by the way. But I just wanted to put that point out there.
Okay. All right. Pusa Lee, what's up?
I mean, the marketing side of the game is very intense. I think to some degree the social network media is kind of more, I think you should use that more to reach areas that you can't afford to travel to at a certain time. I think you should plot or figure out some kind of way to be able to get or reach certain regions that you can't travel to. But if you right here in Houston and you stay around the corner and I call you and say, man, check me out on YouTube, I think that's lazy. You know, I think people should really get out. And, you know, at one point in time when I was out there, I was like a piranha. You know, I was going to everybody, every face, every store, everywhere I thought I could sell a CD, get a flyer. You know, I was right in their face. I looked them right in the eyes. I stood up straight. It was like, hey, even if you don't even decide to take any attention to what I'm trying to do, you're going to remember me. And then you got to be repetitious with it. You know, you got to go to these same areas over and over constantly. And, you know, you got to try to keep some type of new product in their face, whether it's a single, whether it's a mixtape. You know, where there's a new flyer, it's like the radio station, you gotta be a repetitious, you know, machine. You know, you have to strategize these things. People are funny. You know, people don't know what they like.
Especially these days, and program directors, they can be particularly funny, and they're not paying attention to your tweet or your post on Facebook, or,
right.
You know, it's very rare that they're gonna start just playing your record because you sent them a tweet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people are funny. You know, they don't know what they like. You have to convince them. You know, you just can't go to nobody and say, hey, man, you know, this is, my name is Pootsie Lee, man. This is my hot single. Play it. You know, it's not that easy. You know,
to me, you made a very good statement, actually. You like to go out and make sure put it in their hand and stuff like that. That's building a relationship. Don't get me wrong. This digital age got us really lazy, and that's what we do. Boom, we just sit there and hit it. And I'm guilty of it. I ain't going to sit there and lie to you, but I'm not guilty of it because every day I'm out there, believe it or not, I'm out there doing something. I put out flyers, and I really put them out. That's
and
what
you know,
means. You touch basically.
You know, here's a question that I haven't heard.
Yeah.
See, you know, I hear people inside the box, but I never, there are consultants. You know, when you start to get out here, in the R&B field, there was always somebody to critique what the artist did or to coach them to do it differently or add this or what have you. Before the product was completed. Now, we have hip-hop artists, they're inside the box. They start it, they finish it, and it's the jammy jam. But who told them that? You know, they don't take it to someone and say, I want you to critique this. I want you to tell me what I should do. Do you think that it's all that? They don't ask that question. They just tell you it's all that. There's an issue there. Because
the consultant is extremely important. And before you start any type of business, you would want to sit down or make any business move within that region, that realm of whatever you're trying to do, whether it's radio, whether it's video, whether it's getting with, DJs or, retail, online sales. You want to be able to be consulted so you can do it the right way the first time. You know, it could be a cost, if without a consultant, can be a lot of costly mistakes, and like the young lady said, they're doing a lot of open mic spots, and they can't do all of them, and they're paying for shows and everything, and that's just not the route that I would recommend.
No, me either. Because who's critiquing them and trying to tell them what they need to change? That's it's like vocal coaches or what have you, or choreographers. You know, what is it that is missing from this element that I'm not seeing or hearing? You know, I think it takes more than one mind to be able to make a success out of a tune. I mean, I have never read an album where it was just two people. I mean, there was always an input of minds, and someone that had the credentials that had been high in a higher level to say, well, guess what? I think this needs this. I think you should slow it down, or you should take these words out. You know, I heard the word dumb it down, but isn't that getting it marketable rather than dumbing it down? I mean, you know, what is the purpose of music anyway? I mean, is it for self gratification that you express something the way you wanted to express it, or is it a product that you want the public to buy so that they dance, cry, love, pray, motivate? So you have to look at how are you trying to sell this and what is the purpose of selling it for?
And who your target consumer is. That's very important, doing your market research first, I'll be honest with you, I have friends that, were incarcerated and they're getting out of prison and they were rapping 20 years ago and they want to get back in the game. I just have to have the conversation with them to bring him up to speed about where we are now. But I'm like, dog, let me send you the top 40 songs on the Billboard charts. Let me send you these top 40 records so you can kind of, see what records are succeeding in the music business. Not to say make that type of record, but make something on the lines of that and be totally different. People want to hear something totally different. They don't want to, they don't want to hear something they've heard before. Everything that you want to come out with your best foot forward on your first single or your second single, whatever you're trying to do, you got to come out swinging, because the competition is just so many artists out here nowadays. I mean, I'm getting ready to move, and I had like three
boxes of independent music CDs that I've accumulated from music conferences and everything. I rarely listen to one of them. I'm going to be honest with you. I may have kept a couple USBs and listened to some things that actually stood out, like, you know, maybe something clever, a card USB or, you know, USB, something that I find that I can use. But, you know, it was just, it's, you get, as a DJ or a radio personality or a publicist or somebody that's, you know, important in the music business, A&Rs, you know, record label executives, you're overwhelmed with the amount of CDs and the amount of artists that are out there, so you have to stand out.
Right. Exactly.
But see, I also have the problem I be having when I hear these type of, you know, debates about topics, like I always catch this. I think it's a habit I got. I never get the parallel of the whole situation where it seemed like you have some people who would say, hey, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. And then you got the artists who say, hey, y'all do it this way, we going to do it this way. And what I mean by that is, even though it was a time you would send demos to record labels and they probably would say, heard it all before, or they wouldn't even listen to it. So, and these are the same artists who say, man, forget the record labels. The streets love it. And the record labels actually prove the streets love it because they put out the same similar type of music. So how do you contain a bunch of artists who mimic each other when you got a record label putting out this type of music? See, you didn't find too many people trying to rap like N.W.A. They style, they way. You might have found artists that talked about the similar stuff N.W.A. talked about, but they did it because you can't mimic nobody's conscience because you're not the original thinker or what they say. But with the music that they're putting out, it has nothing to do with conscience. You were actually putting in their conscience, their garbage. So people hear this stuff and say, this is what they want. So they're giving it back to the label. And their label saying, oh, we don't want that. We need you to do something different. It's like, then why are you playing this? Why are you putting this kind of music out there for me to like it? And then when I get back to you doing it better than what your artist is doing, you say you don't want me. And that's where you cause the conflict. As a matter of fact, we can say that's the catch-22 about the whole thing. Because I find myself today going into the studios, rapping dumbed-down lyrics, and people say, hey, nah, that's dope. That's dope. I'm like, man, I put all my thoughts in my album and all my conscious, the best rhymes I can think of, and you like this? The stuff I just made up, not even thinking? And that's the whole thing with the music, man. You don't have to think no more. So if the labels are promoting that, and they putting it out there, how do you contain a bunch of young artists who's mimicking what they're hearing?
I have to say that, you know, coming from a record label and a radio station background, basically it is not them, it is the consumer. And we're all supply and demand. It's pure economics. Supply and demand. I have been at the radio station, and the person would be like, you know, 97.9, and they'd be like, can I hear the same thing over and over again? And they want to hear that. That's what they want to hear. That's this generation. That's this generation. This is where we are. Back when I was a fan of hip hop, and I was, you know, doing music, and what I listened to was Tribe Called Quest, and you know, and music like that, and like Queen Latifah, and you know, just, you know, Big Daddy Kane, and you know, just it Tupac, and it's just like I miss having rappers out there like Pac, you know, that really kind of talked about what the struggle and what we're going through as a society. But unfortunately, these kids want to hear about Molly's and dancing and partying and drinking and smoking and lean. I mean, it is just, unfortunately, that's this generation.
But that's just half the truth, you know. But in the context, even when that happens, it still proves how did it get to the airwaves. It didn't just come out. It had to go in to come back out to call and
nowadays, if you know, whatever is on the Billboard charts, like Bitch Homie Crying, that type of way song, or Trinidad James,
Let's say, for instance, Trinidad James.
Who put him out? He got
on the Billboard chart, and he got his record up to a certain level. Now Def Jam want to offer him $2 million for his record deal because he got so far on the charts, you know, as an independent artist, and they gave him a deal. You get what I'm saying? It's supply and demand. The club was playing, the streets were filling it, and they gave that brother an opportunity. And I thought that song was garbage.
How did he get to that point?
He paid somebody. He basically had the radio consultant on the radio. He took care of DJs and everything else.
But who approved of that? So you saying the answer to your question is this.
We talk about promotion. As he was making money, he paid to affiliate himself with an individual that had the credibility to give a nod to allow him into the industry, because that credible individual that gave him the nod, that he paid to do the promotion, to do the hookup, to do the connection.
Okay, Hold on, Rod Dog. You can't make the money all yourself. I understand what you're saying. Let me challenge this. If that's the truth, and you can put it as simple and as clear as you do, then why are we sitting there talking about the type of music that's made if that don't matter, if all you got to do is go make the money, go pay somebody, and then put it out? We shouldn't even complain about the type of music that's made.
But
I can go do a song saying my ABCs backwards. If I can find the right person.
Yeah, but see, you can't pay enough money for the wrong lyrics. I'm sorry.
You don't think those were wrong?
Well,
there was a lot of money paid for that.
Some of these people actually like the stuff, so I think some of it has to do with some chance, because they get it out there in the right crowd, the right marketing. Guess what? People like it, and there's a lot of music out today that I don't really refer to as music, honestly, because it doesn't have a lot of elements. However, people are buying this stuff.
If that's the truth, and I agree with y'all, if that's the truth, then why is the issue, why is the topic about what kind of music to make to get global? Evidently, you can go in the studio, you can rap backwards, and you can go, and you can make some money on the streets, and you can go pay somebody, and you can put it out. Somebody got the battle responsibility for that. Why don't you say, look, man, this music is garbage. That's not what we want the people to hear. But if you're saying how much money you got, okay, I'll spend it. Because the thing is this, and you all know this, yeah? If you spend the song so many times, I don't care what that song say. The conscience is going to accept it, and people are going to be winged to it, and they're going to fall under the influence of that music, and before you know it, you like it. So it doesn't matter what kind of song you put out, is what you're telling me. As long as you got the money.
I can say this, and you actually make a valid point. In a sense, it don't matter, because don't get me wrong, Chicken Noodle Soup made it through the loophole. And I personally didn't like the song, but yet it established its groundwork, and people were going Chicken Noodle Soup.
Yeah.
And but don't get me wrong.
And you know how many cans of soup they sold behind?
They had the marketing strategy. Wait. Only reason why I closed the lines, guys, just to let y'all know, I just want to keep these things in order. We have to go to a break, so I close your lines for a second. What you were saying, Rod?
Yeah, well, how many cans of chicken noodle soup were sold just out of that point? You know, I know that's not with the song, but think about it. It's a broader point that would be embraced by another business community as far as let it play. You see, you don't have any objections there.
We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. Y'all see how I get right here on Hip Hop National? Hey, I like embracing this global concept. Let's talk about it a little bit more. When we come back, let's talk about what Pusey Lee say. It doesn't really, really matter if the song is hot, or is it a monetary thing that, you know, if you got the money to season the ground, is that how to make this hit, make it a hit. When we come back, we want to know what does it take to make that global impact. We'll be back in just a moment. I do have a caller in queue. I just wanted to make sure. 317-592, you have a statement, question, or special request. Okay. My computer. Okay. Wait. Could you please repeat that again? Because
I would like to hear Glass Saying Blue by Captain Poetry.
All right. Definitely. You keep it locked and loaded. But he's coming up in the music section of the show. So keep it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National. We'll be back just a moment. Y'all stay with us. Y'all heard it. That's how it's done. You know, you have to get people to call in. Support your record. That's part of the concept of getting it to the next level. Is making sure you have a support team that will be there for you. We'll be back in just a moment, like I said, and we're talking about, are you thinking locally, regionally, or globally when making music?
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
It's a catch-22 between a rock and a hard place.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
file conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine,
a national flyer buddy system,
an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number.
And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555.
That's 877-580-8555.
Hip Hop National Radio,
your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. We're talking about, are you thinking locally, regionally, or globally when making music? And the question is, what really brings that demand on? You know, want to know, what is it that makes a song stand out? Is it the money? Is it hot? Is it the support team that comes in and say, hey, request? What is it from your perspective, from your professional perspective? I'm starting with you, Delise.
You talking to me?
Yep.
I believe it's a combination of all of it. It's a combination of having a good record, having a good team, and having a budget. That's the bottom line. You know, Blurred Lines, let's go back to the number one song in the country, and this song has been the number one song in the country for the last 5 weeks, I believe. That song was produced, so he had a good producer. He had Pharrell on the track, so the song was going to sound good. They chimed in and channeled Marvin Gaye, so it was something familiar to the people. You have you use a familiar type of sample, and Marvin Gaye's, oh, you using that through there, so it was something familiar. And, you know, he signed to Interscope Records, Jimmy Iovine, you know what I mean? That's a machine. He got a machine behind him, and they have a team. And you know, and that's he's got that budget, and he sounds good. He's the total package. His wife is a celebrity. I mean, it's so many different factors to why that song is the number one song in the world. And it,
all right.
It takes a combination of everything. Yeah.
Thank you for that, man. We're going to go to a caller who just called in, 901-483. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. What's your contribution to tonight's topic based on what you just heard?
Hey, what's up? This is Slain Martyr from Memphis, Tennessee. Basically, you know, she's right. You know, it is a collaboration of all them things put together. You know, basically, you're not, I mean, if it comes to independent music selling, you know, if you look at Tech N9ne, for instance, he's probably the number one independent, you know, selling artist worldwide, globally. And his team, his budget, and, you know, promotion really put that out there. And plus, you know, he's original. So originality definitely has to be thrown in there.
Yep.
For it to really, you know, stand out. But whenever it comes to just, like, you know, these Diddy Bop artists that are on the radio, it's more of the promotion and more the budget than anything. But if you know, I believe that when originality comes into play, you can do pretty much anything.
Because you talk about Tech N9ne, and, you know, we work with them. And I wish he and his team would put more money into their radio budget, because he's stoked at being number 60. He got a song with B.O.B. and Wiz Khalifa, and they don't understand. Like, they're like, why is this song is a hit record, and this song has B.O.B. on it, this song has Wiz Khalifa on it. You know, they're trying to really understand the radio business. Okay, and Tech is like, you know, he makes so many millions of dollars just on touring and merchandise. You know, he's paid, but he doesn't have the Billboard Awards. He's not performing at the Billboard Awards. And you have to, as an independent, you know, if I was an independent artist right now, I'd be seriously looking for me an investor that could put up about $100,000 behind my project. That's the bottom line. That's going to be a number that really is going to handle things on a video level. It's going to get you around to touring and doing a promotional tour, touching the different radio stations, a good radio campaign. You know, it's some serious money. Like Tech N9ne, you know, they've been able to do it, but like I said, he started off on a smaller scale, dealing with the smaller markets, and that's what they did. They really took it to the streets, and he grew his fan. He grew his fan base one fan at a time, is what he told him.
Right, that's exactly what I was going to say. Whenever it comes to the independent market, you know, you see the mainstream market, the fans are huge in numbers, but how diehard are they? You know, as far as underground artists, as I've seen, they have a diehard fan base. They have followers. They have people that dress like them. That, you know, take not just the face paint thing. They paint their face like them, or the Insane Clown Posse or whatever. You know, he has a lot of the Juggalo fan base that the Insane Clown Posse, you know, started with. And also, you know, reached out to a lot of, you know, mainly at the beginning, you know, white teenagers and white young adults. And his main concern for a while was reaching out to more of his people, more black people to listen to. And I think he's really starting to reach out, you know, now with a hit album like Something Else. And the fan base is reaching out everywhere now. So
Right, and even putting the record on Urban Radio. Like, well, they thought we were crazy. When we called our PDs and we were trying to work the record, they like, Tech N9ne? Oh, we can't play that record. But it's like, no, it got B.O.B. on it. It got Wiz Khalifa on it. You got to hear this. You get what I'm saying? And if, you know, honestly, he just needs to continue to do that. He needs to continue to grow it so he can get his people. Let me tell you the same thing with B.O.B. We worked B.O.B.'s record. We still in this. B.O.B., we helped that record get to number 3 on the Billboard charts. Our team worked that throughout the whole Southeast, and he grew legs on his own from coast to coast. And he got to number 3. But it was very important because they tried to label him. You know, the labels wanted him to be this pop rapper, and he wanted to put out an urban record. You know, because sometimes, you know, artists like B.O.B. and Tech N9ne and Flo Rida, if they don't get the urban artist or the urban audience, they feel like they really never made it, in a sense.
Yeah, that's
not really successful.
Let me say this. Can I interject on this? I have to interject on this. Let me say this first. I've spent quite some time in New York dealing with Sony, you know, on a lot of little flip business. And the gossip I heard behind the walls and walking through the hallways and dealing with some of the top notches, it led me to believe at some point in time that these people at the top, when I say the top, I'm talking about these record labels, Sony, Atlantic, all these big major labels, these people, they look at the music world and the artists that are trying, and they're like puns to them. Let me explain something to y'all, because what I'm hearing is a lot of what this person should do, what this person should do, and what this person should do. When you get to them labels, like you talk about Tech N9ne a lot, I guarantee you, Tech N9ne is having way more fun, and he's profiting way more money than he probably would had he signed a Sony or a Universal, one of them big labels. Because this is what's going to happen. Once he signs them, they're going to look at his whole structure. They're gonna see how powerful he is and what he's doing, and they're gonna strip him of that. Then they're gonna say, "Hey, you do what we want you to do."
Right.
What I mean by that is they will bring him a song and say, "You rap this," and that him not to. And that's what I think when I hear people talk about music industry and what they want to do. In the back of my mind, I say, "Man, y'all really don't run nothing. Y'all really just trying and hoping and praying." When you get in front of these people, they are going to sit you down and humble you, and they're going to dare you to go against their plan. And if you go against their plan, they're going to shelf you. You think all these artists that are being shelved because they're not good? No. At once upon a time, they rebelled. And I say that to say this. We talk about this Robin Thicke song. I like the song. It's a Pussy Lee type song. Wish I would have done it. But he was the perfect artist. He was the perfect artist for that song. You couldn't put that song in Trey Songz's hands. The label would have said, "No, you ain't doing this song. We're gonna give this song to this guy. So we'll make more money if he do it." Now think about that song. If you compare that song to the Trinidad James song, the only influence the only thing that matter with them two songs. If you put them songs on a scale and you shoot them globally, we know Robin Thicke run circles around that Trinidad James song. We wouldn't make it in a lot of global areas. So it's a market for that. And they maximize that in that market. But Robin Thicke is a whole different artist. We can't even compare him to the average artist who's out here trying in clubs on open mics trying to sell a chunk of their car. No, Robin Thicke is a marketable artist when you look at him.
Right.
You know, he's one of them artists that you look at and say, "Hey, I put money behind him. He's going to make it. The fans will love him. He's a sex symbol." That's what they look at.
He's been out for over a decade now, damn near. It took him like 10 years to get to the success level that he is. And he started just like everybody else. And he was signed by Andre Harrell. He aligned himself with a record label executive who took a chance on him. And, you know, and I'm sure having money and his dad being who he is and, you know, coming from the bloodline that he came from, you know, it didn't hurt. He had a budget behind him.
But I agree. But to say that, all that do is make me say, okay, what artist you know made it overnight? 10 years is like the minimum in the game.
Hey,
you go. You got
it. Number one on the urban charts too. At one point of time, he only did 1 week.
Who?
I said Trinidad James, baby gold. They don't.
But how long he been grinding? How long he been trying to get established? This don't nobody in the music game happen overnight. That's not even heard of. When you see him, they new to you. But don't nothing happen overnight.
You don't mind me saying something real quick. I want to, you know, I've been trying to say this to people for the longest, you know, other independent artists like myself. You take artists like me or like Tech N9ne, Immortal Technique, somebody like that, that, like, I have a different message. I don't talk about chains with, you know, and girls, all that stuff. What I do is I talk about more the political, you know, views and what's going on in the world. And I believe that people try to act like people that talk like that and have a message like that in hip-hop, they're going to stay independent forever. So there's they want people to believe there's a restriction because of the fact that there's so many of these artists that are on the radio. You know, I don't believe that there's any restriction for you getting out there globally. Like, the radio, to me, doesn't even matter as long as, 'cause look at the internet. We got the internet, and if you have a team that believes in what you're doing, and you structure that team yourself, and you study the, and you study what you're doing, and you're not just a sheep being put on the radio, and you're not just some type of gimmick that they want you to be, and I believe you can, you have less restriction because you have more freedom to get your music out there any way you want to. You don't have somebody telling you we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that.
Well, let me say this to you. Let me respond to that personally. You got it wrong. The reality is this. When them folks put their money behind you, and if you don't, and if you're not with them, you ain't finna get too far. You become an enemy. Don't you see how America do other countries when they try to go against us?
Be honest with you, they can straight up blackball you. That's what they do.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to do it that way. You doing it that way, you'll be doing it 42 years. So you come to a realization that, hey, these folks, this is their industry, man. Sony in New York and L.A. run this. Let me explain it to you. Until you touch them too and get in one of them buildings, you're really just spinning your wheels and you're making money along the way. But the money you make don't touch them by a long shot. You know how much money they put behind Flip when he first came out? They put $700,000 in promotion. We ain't finna put no $700,000 in promotion, even if they tell us he can make $2 million next year. But that we're not finna do it. We'll take that $700,000 and go buy some houses, some clubs, some buildings, and some cars, and go out and make it rain. We are not finna take our hard-earned money. You're not finna do it. You're not finna take $700,000 and go put it behind the artist. You're not finna do it for promotion. And hope he blow. You got to be doing this stuff since the Temptations, man. That's the part of the game that got me so disturbed, because it's like I know what it takes to go against them people, and then you got to say, well, I can't go against them. I got to play along with them, and I know they're gonna poke me with a knife. I know they're gonna stab me, but where I want to get stabbed at? Okay, don't stab me in this arm. Stab me in this arm. Right now, I need this arm to go out and perform. That's the reality and the mindset with this industry.
That being said, you know, that was another thing I actually thought of before. You know, what if, you know, I get to that point where I play around, I play with the rules, you know what I'm saying? I play within the line, you know, but I'm basically waiting for that point once my name gets out there and you know, you said something about stabbing me in this arm, not that arm. You know, they take a little bit off of me, but I still got that. I got that right hook, and I'm release some realness on everybody, and they realize, you know, that I was just playing a lot. Like Tech N9ne said, Tech N9ne won't go mainstream. Mainstream will go Tech. I love that quote that he made. So I've always thought, you know, Flame Martyr won't go mainstream. Mainstream will go Flame Martyr.
Okay, let me go a little deeper in. Let me give you a scenario that I actually witnessed. I won't say the artist's name. This was an artist that was on his way to the top. I mean, he was on fire. I was in New York when this happened. Then you get this other company come out of nowhere. I just make up a cover. Let's just say Pepsi. They come to you and say, hey, we want, what's your name? Well, they want you. They say, okay, we want this artist to do a movie. And you say, hey, I got this gangster crowd, I got this gangster image, I'm really living my life. They say you do the movie and we want you to do a gay scene. Or they want you to do this in the movie. You say, oh, no, man, that ain't me, that ain't my image, I ain't doing that. And Sony say, you ain't doing what? You say, I'm not doing that. Then they poetic manager, poetic caller say, hey, we can't get him to do that. We'll do the movie scene, but he going to do this. Sony going to say, if they going to tell you, they're going to tell whoever your music director is, they're going to say, hey, if he don't do that movie scene, shelf him the next 3 years. Make sure he don't drop another album. And make sure his career is destroyed. And here you are, still at your show, doing your gangster music, getting your swag on, and these folks up there saying, oh, he wouldn't do the music, he wouldn't do the movie. And this is the kind of stuff you don't see.
I know a cat who that happened to.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff you don't see. So it's like, you don't know how they come at you. Like you, that's why a lot of artists, like, I'm going to use Lil Scrappy for instance, and I'm going to shut up. Lil Scrappy was a guy riding in a Raggedy Navigator, riding around falling out of tour bus with a camera for years. I'm proud to see Lil Scrappy on reality TV, even though I don't watch that junk, but I'm proud to see him on there. But that man been riding around with shoes with no shoe springs and a Raggedy Navigator with a camera, trying to just get some footage of Pooch and Lil Flip and whoever's with us. That's just the honest to God truth. And then when he got a little establishment, something came at a little Scrappy that he didn't like, and he bagged off of it, and they shut him up for a while. And then finally somebody said, okay, little Scrappy, you were strong enough to put on a reality show. We can use you. Come on, let's get reestablished. Now he used that to get his shows back and kind of get reestablished, and that's his life. So it's like,
man, I just approached somebody about that. We're gonna do a show on that. Could reality show reawaken an entertainer's career?
Well, it brings awareness back to the artist.
It brings awareness. Okay, we're gonna talk about that. I just let you guys know what's coming up. Definitely.
Okay.
I'm trying to get this guy, and I pray that he's listening tonight because I kind of came at him strong today. But I'm trying to get me this guy who's responsible for putting on a lot of the reality TV shows. So I came at him strong today and let him know that I really need him on this show. So, but let's just pray, guys.
Meanwhile, you still got the press in the closet for the gay movie shot, right?
Say what?
He got the dress in the closet for the gay movie shot for the artist.
Not me, brother. Not me.
But the reality is this, and I got to be honest with y'all. The reality is this. They will sell your soul to make movie money off you and then put you in a predicament to where say, okay, your rap career destroyed. But if you keep doing movies like this, then you can make it. And then you kind of called him a rock in the hard spot. Look how they did the Rock on wrestling. The most powerful man on wrestling.
Right.
It's a catch 22 between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, they gave him the Scorpion King. And then they put him into a movie for a Tooth Fairy. Then he came, after all that garbage, he came back to wrestling. He still had his Rocky, but it wasn't that electrifying rock that you knew, lifting eyebrow rock you saw back when him and Stone Cold was going at it. They do you like that, man. And that's the honest to God truth.
Yeah.
I mean, do you honestly believe that there's no way possible for somebody in the independent world to, you know, reach out and make it just as much as a puppet, or there's no way.
You know what, babe?
I believe you can grind and get what you got to get. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Delise.
I mean, I'm gonna say I don't want to discourage you from your talent and your message and your gift and what your calling is. But I'm telling you, you need to be able to put out music that is going to attract the masses. So if your message and your shows and your brand attracts the masses, do your thing, because then they're going to come looking for you. But it just depends on the whole package. I mean, I haven't heard you, so I don't know.
Here's the thing. When they come looking for you, they don't want you. They want your influence. That's what they want. They don't care about the music you put out.
And what's your
That's
name,
man?
901-483. What's your name again?
I go by Slain Martyr.
Slain Martyr. Now, look, check this out, man. Upload your music. You see, we got some powerful players on deck. You want to get through and probably reach some of these cats? It's a good time to upload your music. Now, anybody who's listening, y'all make sure, because we're getting ready to go to our music section of the thing. The topics get great right here on the program. I don't know if you ever had a chance to listen, Slain, but I tell you like this, continue to keep it locked and upload your music. You're possibly going to hear it right here on the program. It depends on what it sounds like, what it's like.
Yeah, I'll definitely
do that. And other considerations. Okay? So
I appreciate
it. Keep it locked. www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We're closing out, guys. We got 5 minutes. Delise, if you had anything, one point that you had to make or 2 points that you wanted to make to this independent community, what would it be based on tonight's topic, based on what we were talking about?
Get yourself a consultant, somebody very knowledgeable about the game who has some connections and good relationships. Relationships are the key. You know what I'm saying? That's where the music business is founded on. It's all about who you know. So in addition to that, find yourself an investor, because it's going to take some money to get noticed and to do the necessary, make the necessary moves and do the necessary things that you need to do to be able to make it in this business. It's going to take a budget. Ain't nothing for free, and everything is going to cost you. And so, I mean, get
I
the
mean,
website,
I,
get the media
you put
kids,
it, you put it, you put it best. I tell you like this, you put it best than I've ever heard it. And that there's nothing for free, and everything's going to cost you. And people need to know that, because that's reality.
Get some good tracks and good production.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Pusa Lee?
I would just say, when you get into this game, always keeping in the back of your mind is something you're missing. And what you're missing is something inside of you. And when you go face these people, I say the people of power, you got to look at them as an influence over your life. They're going to hold these strings. Matters to what you want to do, what you believe, they're going to hold these strings over you, and you just got to understand what's going to happen before they pull them. And so my bottom line would just say, be knowledgeable. Get all the knowledge you can about this game. Understand
Absolutely.
What you don't see. Yeah, understand what you don't see. Hear what they say, but understand what they don't say. And milk the cow as much as you can. Get you a good manager that can handle your money right, and don't let them play you. You know, keep the business tight. That's the only way you're gonna gain respect. That's my pretty much the bottom line with me.
That's what's up.
Exactly what I'm going to talk
about. All right. And Pusa Lee, I'm sorry, not Pusa Lee. Right up.
Well, you know, I just got to say it like this. It's a business. As an entertainer, a rapper, hip-hop, it's a job. You know, at KFC, they make you wear a uniform because that's the rules. You've got to understand, once you get into the upper side or under a label and what have you, they've got their rules, regulations, guidelines. They've got their requirements. And if you're going to be, you have to make that decision, hey, either I'm going to do or I'm not going to be in that industry, because that's part of what requirements they put upon you if they sign you. You know, and so you might as well realize that independent artists, hey, to be the boss, there's a cost. You got to pay. You know, so you might as well figure out, looky here, either I'm going to take on a side job or and pay for promotion, pay for a consultant. You know, look these things up because, you know, it also depends upon your talent, whether that individual believes in you. See, there's the next catch. You know, you've got to be embraced by somebody else other than yourself. You can hug yourself at night, but that's just you and you alone. You've got to bring it in. You've got to take the truth, and you've got to motivate. You've got to cultivate your talents, and you've got to be flexible enough that, hey, to do the business. The business is the most important part of it. You can be the greatest, but if your business is whack, well, okay, you're going to come up short. Other than that, that's all I got to say.
All right. Guys, you heard it right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. Y'all make sure you go upload your music tonight. Tonight, if you're sitting by and you're just waiting and waiting and you keep on waiting, you ain't going to get nowhere. Just waiting. Trust me. I want to give a special shout-out to some of my listeners that I just love these guys. They're always in the cut. I got your boy Quinn, and I got Dante. I know you guys are there, and y'all got our back. Y'all putting the word out. Anybody who's listening, guys, follow us on Twitter, at Hip Hop National. Go to Facebook, www.hiphopnational. I'm going to say Facebook.com/ Hip Hop National Radio. Like our page, okay? Let's become a part of each other, and let's keep this thing going. I want to appreciate all the experts that came on deck to help us out tonight. Y'all stay around because we got the music section coming up right now. Again, upload your music. And right now, to let you guys know, we have expanded our platform to Spreaker also to give you a more quality sound. So y'all definitely stick around because we are growing, and we're growing in leaps and bounds. Take it away, Dr. AT. You now have the floor.
Hand the flyers out, let the people see I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. AT.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
This is Dr. AT.
Hip Hop
National Radio's In the Mix.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why ain't every time I paint picture?
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
Dr. AT.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. AT.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio. Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to
www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline, 213-559-2995. And the next song is going to be by Gudgeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 24/7 whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they had called me, but they know they can't, so they call me hashtag player, hashtag player.
I got two up in NY, they both like to get high. One red bone, one chocolate, and both of them so fly. Keep them on the lineup, it's all splitting time up. They do whatever I want, these fooling them sign up. Well known player, they all spinning paper. I love them, they leave, I won't chase them. Replace them, it's easy. They say they need me, I get them and whip them, that's pimping, believe me.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the womb full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the deck. By Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A.D. With my big sister, and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like, baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my
may not know about me. Like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like,
next song I deck, Gonna Get Down.
NationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at cdbaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue. Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue. My mind phantom memories of you. Walking through the shadows and know, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart, an indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you, the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light, we're forever plunged. When I look at you, through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is Stitches, Cross the Finish Line.
Feel like you came up to us sometime.
Listen to that heartbeat. See the finish line is there. All you gotta do is reach. Consider this your graduation day. Press C. Watch me.
From the bottom, we arrive. This is for my underdogs. Don't give up. I know you feel like you can must give up sometimes. Just cross that finish line. From the bottom, we arrive. This is for my underdogs. Don't give up. I know you feel like you can must give up sometimes. Just cross that finish line.
No matter the weather, no matter the reason. If I did it, my mind would be glad if some doubt it. I seen it in their face, but it was my motivation. Had to learn to hold my tongue and never to be that gentleman. I've grown so grim, my life was terminated. Parents like my vision almost got blurred when I almost all those came from. But now I'm on that stitch of frantic music, call it banana pins. And you can hang on the leg. All I need is God's dream.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on.
Yeah.
These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah.
I did just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah, say me,
yeah,
fingerprints, a firm grip,
yeah,
my Lord is a master,
yeah,
I was born equipped with this arithmetic,
yeah,
words of wisdom,
yeah,
witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah,
behind to bless through stress,
yeah,
with this prophecy,
yeah,
I prophesy,
yeah,
ignorance is kind,
yeah,
inviting us. With a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
2 steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve,
yeah.
Feel strong about this belief,
yeah.
I believe in equality, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling,
yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast,
yeah.
Playing this out, matching the pieces, transforming my reality,
yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind, spiraling out of control. Your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel
yeah.
steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Cause together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Next on deck is A.Y. Lee My Way, a Bionic production.
AY, what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one desire.
Then others hang on to every word like they the Messiah.
there is none higher. But on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a city wide evac before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bloodshed. But still I pray, and still I say, I got next while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day. But the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Once again, how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one desire.
But I've been doing that as my resume has shown. Am I better off alone? Is my style is homegrown? Influence on me is very limited. But for you, it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one, cause your focus is grip. Passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. Your tunnel business bit, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Cause let you fall back, you better smarten up. Cause all brown nose can get you two girls in one cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead, the Joneses can't catch up. I'm what?
That fire, my one.
Does it first, but who does it bigger? Just like women, it's not who's cuter, but who's got the better figure. Go figure, all the rigmarole and hoop jumping means nothing if these cats keep lunching. So as long as you keep pine hopping, you'll never be chart topping. Tell me why. A few years back, Mad Caps was walking around with an East Coast swag. And now they got a Southern drawl, throwing auto-tune on all their songs. And tell me why. You don't want to pay for the beats that'll change the game and make their style concrete. What's current is past. Me, I pass. Enhance and advance while you trying to make a new dance.
That fire, my one desire.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. National.
It's the transcript anyway, so I don't even be trying. Yeah, man. Yeah. Hello? 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 Yes. Hold on. Hello? You still there? Hello? 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 All right, hold on.